This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
And good morning, gardeners.
Skies of blue.
It's Sunday morning.
And clouds of white.
A little chilly out there, starting to feel like January. And it's a great day to be up and thinking about the garden, thinking about what you're going to do for this year. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. In that time, we'll talk about anything that has to do with indoor, outdoor gardening. You know, last week we talked a good amount about some seed starting and some different things outside, so we can keep on doing that. You know, it's this weather has us thinking, well, it has us wondering, not really thinking, we're wondering, all right, are we going to have winter? Are we going to have spring? Are we going to have summer? What's going to happen? So, you know, let's talk about any time of year type stuff, because this is the weather is unpredictable. We don't know what's going on here. You can give me a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I'll do what I can to answer your questions. And we'll do our best to help you out with, you know, best of our abilities here. But Mother Nature has been throwing us a curveball after curveball after curveball right now. You know, the other day it was in the 50s. You know, we're going to have some mostly 40s and some 30s. Maybe some rain and snow mix on Tuesday night. I mean, we don't really know what's going to happen next. And, you know, if we feel that way, imagine our plants that are outside. It's one of those things where you just sit there and, you know, you're not really thinking about them. You're not sitting there, you know, staying up at night wondering how's my rhododendron doing out there. But, you know, you start to really think about it. What's going on outside? The temperature's got to do something to these plants. And, you know, if we don't start getting some snow here, we could end up with some damage going forward with the plants, because they just, you know, if we get a deep cold, or if we get those snowstorms like we did last year and the year before, how they were all late. It seems like our winter has turned into end of January, so end of January, February, and March. It just does some damage to some plants because they're not sure, you know, what's up, what's down, what's spring, what's summer, what's winter, what's fall. You know, so it's, you know, this isn't the weather. It's as nice as it is to have 50 degrees, you know, on New Year's Day. Or almost 60 on New Year's Day. It does have some bad things for our shrubs and trees outside, for the lawn, etc. We want to have that dormancy period, and, you know, do we have it? Yeah, somewhat. But I noticed my rhododendrons, you know, flagging. You know, all of a sudden they'll turn down a little bit when it's real cold, and they're back up and ready to go a couple days later, and back and forth and back and forth, and, you know, it's that shock. So this weather we're having, I wish Mother Nature would make up her mind and say, hey, it's winter, here you go, here's some snow. as my father always used to say, it's poor man's fertilizer. So, you know, bring it on. We're ready to go. We've talked about for weeks here, get this ready, get this ready, get this ready. Well, I think we're ready. We're all ready to go. Some of you, I know, don't want the snow. I get it. It doesn't make driving conditions good, and it's that means there's lots of work to clean up. I get it. But we need to have a winter. You know, we need to have that period for our plants outside. We don't want to start anything to start forcing up. You know, any bulbs you put down there, we want to make sure that they stay in that dormant period. All the trees and shrubs out there, we want them to focus on their root system and really do that instead of trying to push out new growth. So it's this has been, you know, I guess it's more par for the course for the past couple of years, because we've had these types of winters where you're just not sure when winter's going to start. But once it does, it starts going. So, you know, that's we're dealing with some crazy weather with that, and I just more mean the temperature wise, the ups and downs. We do have some real colds. We had some real colds in December. We haven't had some heavy colds, at least in the New England, you know, Massachusetts area where I am. But you know, it's not that easy for the plants. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now I can, kind of forgot. It's been like a crazy week with all the holidays being in the middle. So happy new year to everybody. It's a new year, 2019, ready to start the year. I can tell you, I definitely didn't make midnight. So, I slept through the year. You know, little joke there, but it's a new year, so new everything out there. Get ready for the year, like we've talked about in the past couple of weeks. Getting ready for spring, getting the yard. You know, it's not getting the yard ready physically; it's more of getting the yard ready mentally and in like your garden journals, that type of thing. So you can sit there and be actually ready when the ground thaws. It has to freeze first, I get it. But once it thaws and gets ready for spring, and be ready to go. You know, we've talked about multiple times. First thing in the spring, once the ground thaws. I mean, even at this point, with the ground being not so frozen, you could do some soil testing. But if you're doing a garden, you know, vegetable garden, etc., or if you're doing a different area that you want to get ready, or you're having problems with the lawn, definitely soil tests. I mean, soil tests are huge, in my opinion. You know, you can only see what's going on the surface with some plants. See what's going on. You know, is it chlorotic? Is it very nice and lush? Is it this, that? You know, you can kind of tell from a few things. If there's pine trees in the area, it's probably going to be acidic. If it's more open and there's not, you know, pine trees, it's sunnier, you might see a higher pH, more alkaline. If you see a lot of moss in the yard, it's definitely more acidic. So, you know, there's things that you can see, but, you know, if it's having some problems and you're not sure, you know, just throwing down fertilizer or throwing down something isn't always the best way to do it, when you could be doing it responsibly and the right way. So I've always talked about doing a pH sample, a soil sample, to get the pH and to get some of the other ingredients that are going on, the nutrients or what's happening in the soil, because, you know, just finding certain things, and I brought this up last week, just finding out the magnesium content and how high it is can actually do wonders to figure out what's going on in a lawn or even in a garden, and say, all right, I've been putting fertilizer down 10 years straight, and I'm not getting great results. You look in it, magnesium's high. All of a sudden, you look, the phosphorus, which is supposed to be the root system, you know, that bloom booster, is astronomic. It's just so high in there, but you're just saying, if that's like that, how come? Well, the magnesium's blocking it from working. So it's, you know, there's some things and to look at, and that's that's one of the reasons why I talk about it so much. I've talked about it working at all the garden centers I've worked at. And once I really, really understood it, I mean, I understood it from college, going to Stockbridge School of Agriculture, just like my dad. But once you start to read soil samples, you start to see the different fertilizers that work, the different products that will help fix your pH, it just opens your eyes and says, all right, there's a lot going on. Fixing the soil for a lot of different things is going to be better for your lawn, your garden, etc. So, you know, just think about some of these things that we can be doing either first thing in the spring or if the ground is still thawed in your house. You know, just really, really look into doing it because it is beneficial for you. There's a couple places you can send your soil samples. You can go to UMass Extension and send it there. That is a good one to use. And you know, I've read a lot of soil samples from there. They're really, you know, really intent, a lot of good content. But you can try them, or you can try Natural Alternative. You can go to their website at naturalalternative.com, and you can see where to do soil samples. They'll actually give you tons of information, too. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Like I've always said, we'll do everything we can to help you out. And we'll go from there. If I don't know the answer, I will let you know, and I will try to do some research to get a better answer for you. I don't like to give out information that I don't believe in. That's something my father had always pushed on, me, my brothers, when we were doing anything. Honesty is the best way to do it. And if I don't know an answer, I'm going to let you know. I try to know as much as I can. I've learned so much from my father over the years. So it's definitely, I'm not at his level yet. We're getting there. Every week I grow a little bit stronger with a few of these things. And, I found myself actually doing more research during the weeks about different products, about different, vegetables, different everything. Just because I'm I was interested before. I'm so much more interested now. So it's just, trying to get to that level of my father. I don't know if I'll ever be there. Nobody would be as good as him, but we'll do our best. But so some of that research, that I've been doing, I've been looking at different things because, seed starting is this time of year, indoors, getting things ready. You want to try to get a few things here and there growing and maybe start to be a little bit of ahead of last year. Maybe the tomatoes, it took all year, and then you really started to hit your stride with some of the fruit the end of August, and then it was a little bit late. You're sitting there saying, I wish I had fresh tomatoes end of July, beginning of August versus end of August, beginning of September. Sometimes that happens, etc. But I've, my father has a chart that he puts out each year in his newsletter, which I'll have to find that chart. But I was reading a couple other things that actually brought me to think about this. And it was in a book that I've talked about multiple times. It's called 365 Days of Gardening, a day-to-day book for more than 1,000 terrific facts, tips, and reminders. Really good book. And just look kind of ahead for the week. And one of the things that they were talking about was vegetable planting. And it had a chart of, you know, when they're going to germinate, not germinate, give you fruit or be productive for you. Within 60 days, you're looking at lettuce, radish, and spinach. Those types of plants are going to give you production. They're going to, you know, reach their maturity at that point within 60 days, some earlier. 60 to 90 days, you're looking at beets, bush beans, cabbage, carrot, cauliflower, corn, lettuce, peas, potatoes, and scallions. 90 days, beets, Brussels sprouts, carrots, corn, eggplant, garlic, melon, parsnip, pepper, pole bean, potato, pumpkin, squash, and tomato. So there's some different days, and the reason why I'm bringing this up is for planting purposes. So if you're looking at tomatoes and you know it's going to take 90 days before it's really going to reach maturity and start getting you your production, you kind of have to figure out, all right, this is when I want to have it ready. Think back 90 days and then add maybe 2 weeks for it to get, you know, that in between just in case. But it's also the we're talking about once it starts to grow, once it actually shows green leaves, etc., not right as the time you plant it. You know, you need the plant to germinate first, and then it's the time we'll start after that. And so, you know, say tomato, say it's a 90-day production. If you want it to be, you know, let's say 3 months later, you know, if you want it in August, the beginning of August, so August 1st, you got to go backwards. So you go back July 1st, there's 30 days. June 1st, there's another 30 days, so that's 60. And then you're going to May 1st, so there's 90, plus 2 weeks, so April 15th. Now, if you're looking to have more production earlier, so it's figuring out and going back and doing that type of thing. So there's a lot of things to be said with that. We'll talk more about it and get some more information for you. We'll get those charts out that my father's had in the past because they are very good. Tell you everything you need to know. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Graham Watering Tools have been the professional choice for quality and durability. And now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Graham Rain Wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with the 9 pattern revolver spray gun. Use a Color Storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Graham, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Graham.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump slams the media for reporting that TSA workers have been calling out sick in huge numbers during the ongoing partial government shutdown. Meanwhile, the press secretary for Homeland Security says security operations at airports have not been impacted by a non-existent sick out. Still, a TSA union official says about 150 TSA workers called in sick on Friday at John F. Kennedy Airport in New York City alone. More on the shutdown as the blame game for it continues. Democrats continue to blame President Trump. Here's what U.S. Senator Chris Van Hollen had to say in the Democrats' weekly address.
The president told the country he would be proud to shut down the government and proud to assume full responsibility for the shutdown. Now he's pointing fingers at everyone but himself.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out. And we're going to go right into the phone lines now. Nathan, who's up first today?
Daryl in Vermont.
Daryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I was just mostly wanting to congratulate you for the soil testing. This is something that we really don't hear a lot about. And the emphasis on this and getting people to get out there and dig in the soil and find out what's going on can make a world of difference. And it's a good thing that you're doing this. It really is. But there's a little trick. Well, maybe it's not a trick, but you get a garden sometime and you grow, whatever, say carrots, and they're the best carrots you've ever had in your life. You think, wow, these are great. That's when you do a soil test to find out what's in the soil.
Exactly.
Make carrots the way they are and say, hey, if I do that to this plot of soil or that plot of soil, maybe the carrots would be great there too. And that's another reason the soil testing, they're not expensive. UVM only charges about $15. And, I guess the post office is going to take a little bit to mail the sample, but, you know, for less than $20, you can find out so much about your soil. And if you don't quite understand it, there's always a, typically, master gardeners are around to look at it, you know, and say, huh, that's it right over there, that little figure right there, that's what's causing the trouble. Nobody else will see it without a soil test. So you're doing a really great job at that, and I know your father's proud.
Thank you. I do appreciate that. I've always, you know, I learned about soil in school, and I you know, I thought I knew what it was talking about. Once I really got into the retail level and going and looking at some of these soil samples and realizing how much more information you can get just from that,
Exactly right. It
changed everything. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the nutrients in your soil, like microbes, etc. Well, if you're going to feed the fertilizer with microbes and you're just going to throw it in there, you don't realize there's other things you can add to work with those microbes to get them even stronger by doing some of these things. And it's just amazing what you can find out from a soil sample. And like you said, they're not that expensive, between $15 and $20, depending upon where you go. Maybe a little bit more. I'm just kind of paraphrasing of some that I know. But it is so beneficial. I would recommend it to everybody that does it. And anytime I talk about a lawn with anybody, the first thing I say, what's your pH level? What's this? And then they kind of look at you and say,
and look at your blank.
And then, okay, this is what we need you to do. So it's very important. So, I appreciate you talking to that as well, Daryl.
Well, I'm glad to. We're all glad to have you around, so keep
Thank
up the work.
You.
Okay.
All right, Daryl. Call back anytime, like my weekly call with you. I appreciate it.
Sure, anytime. Be good.
All right. You too. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, I'm not sure if I heard you correct, Nathan. Is there anybody else on the line?
Yes, there is.
All right, let's go right to that person. Who's up next?
It's Greg in Kensington, New Hampshire.
Greg, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
The deer are coming in my yard at night and eating the abobite. What can I do about that?
Well, I think the first thing you're going to have to do is put the house up for sale and move.
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, there's a few things you can do. The deer love arborvitae. I mean, they love it. It's one of their favorite foods next to a hosta. So there's some repellents you can use. There's some Repelzol from Bonide. There are a bunch of other repellents. We had a listener who's on the Cape who has a ton of deer come to her house. She used a product called Wireless Deer Fence, and she was very successful with it. And she said she watched the mother deer, the doe, bring down a young fawn or a young deer and basically show him where the wireless fence was and not to go there. It was that successful for her. There are, like I said, repellents. Bonide has some great Repelzol, liquid and granular. There's some other products that I've heard of, Deer Scram. I've used a product before called Rabbit Scram, but Deer Scram is from the same family. I like the Rabbit Scram because you can get it wet, and it actually gets more powerful. So I believe the Deer Scram does the same thing. A lot of times with any repellents, when it does get wet, you usually have to reapply. And so it makes it like, you know, what am I going to use? Am I going to use this one, etc.? But Repelzol is definitely a good one. And you use it as a perimeter. You don't really spray the plants that they're eating. You'll start to do that at first, but you're going to move away from that. You're not going to just spray the plants each time because they're going to try it. They love it so much, they're just going to come towards it. So you spray it once. They're going to chew on it with some of that liquid or the taste, and they're not going to like it and move on. Now, so, you know, the spraying, you can spray other plants in the area that it would go to as well. There's also the granular form, which creates like a barrier around the plants or like a house that you don't want them to come near. That barrier, you slowly move it out towards the woods versus keeping it real close to the plants. Because if you put it, say you were to put this granule right on the ground next to an arborvitae, it's not doing much for the deer because they can reach over it. You know, you want to bring them back some. You don't want it to be real nice and close to the plants. You want to push them away from it. So, like I said, there's a liquid and a granular form. So I like to use both. So it's, you know, the taste from the liquid that you're spraying on it and it's going to have some smell to it. It's also going to have a smell from the granules when it gets a little bit, you know, moist. So those are a couple things to do. And like I said, there was a caller a couple weeks ago who contacted Wireless Deer, what is it, wirelessdeerfence.com, and had a lot of success with that. So those are just a couple things you can do, Greg.
So so if it snows, like the things that you're talking about, you can only put on the ground, not on the snow?
No, so you could put it on the... You can put it on the ground, you can put it on the snow, but the liquid, you'd spray right on plants.
Okay.
So the liquid can stay on there. The Repelzol can last up to 2 months on there. If it gets like a heavy, heavy downpour or a heavy snow, that type of thing, that's when you start to spray again. But it's when it's heavy. It's not when it's, you know, a light mist or something along those lines. You want to actually reapply it if you can. It's not going to hurt the plants. It's environmentally safe, so it's not something that's going to be bad for the environment. It's the Repelzol spray is made up of egg solids, cloves, and garlic oil, so it's not harmful. So, you know, you can definitely be spraying it without an issue on there. You know, when it's really bad, when there's a infestation, if you will, of deer, you're going to want to do it multiple times, maybe every 10 to 14 days at first, just to really get the deer to understand you mean business. As the foliar spray, and you just want to make sure that in order for it to last a long period of time, you want 6 hours of no rain or no precipitation, and the warmer the temperature, the better. So you want it to be higher than 35, so you don't want it to be freezing. So, I mean, we're pretty much fine at this point, the way Mother Nature has been going with us. But if you get some 40s, that would be a better day to do it and allow it 6 hours to dry. And that will actually allow it to last up to 2 months. And that's what the Repelzol, shotgun Repelzol animal repellent. That's a good one. Theirs will last 2 months on the plant. But like I said, if you're using it as a foliar spray, I'd like to see it at first when there's a big infestation every 2 to 3 weeks.
All right. I wrote down what you said, and thank you very much.
No problem, Greg. Good luck. And, you know, if you have any more questions, feel free to give us a call, or you can even email us from our website at paulparent.com. And we can come up with some other ideas. There's others out there, like an, you know, home remedy. I've heard some people actually use ivory soap, the Irish Spring soap, the original scent, and you kind of make a hole in it so you can tie it, and you put it around the trees, and that scent gets to them. There's dryer sheets that you can put out there. They don't like the smell of that. So there's some home remedies, too, but I like the Repelzol.
All right. All right, thank you.
Thank you, Greg. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. The clock is ticking. Time to get growing and start your spring seeds. Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix is everything you're looking for and more. It's a loose, lightweight, all-natural blend of the finest ingredients, specially formulated for starting all types of seeds. And Espoma Seed Starter Mix contains Mycotone, a blend of beneficial mycorrhizae to enhance root growth. Ask for Espoma Organic Seed Starter Mix at your favorite garden center and visit Espoma.com for helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So like I was talking about, seed starting is a good way to start doing that soon. So get ready for that. As Greg was talking about, there are deer problems out there. And the deer just, they don't want to, you know, they're hungry too. They're confused. They have no time to, you know, hibernate at this point. They still think it's spring. But there's not as much activity outside, so they're free to go, really, of what's
what's going on. So, you know, they're going to be around a little bit more. So just take a look at that. Like I said, there are some home remedies. The Irish Spring soap bars. there was somebody by the name of Mary who was telling me about it. She's actually from Windham, New Hampshire. And, you know, the original Irish Spring soap, she knew somebody was putting it on the apple trees and the deer stayed away. There was, you know, a few things that you could do to keep them from there. So the bounce dryer sheets had to do a little bit more with the mice and that type of thing. So we'll go over that a little bit later. In the meantime, if you have any questions, give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer any garden questions for you. So give us a call, and we'll do our best to help you out.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Be here till 10 o'clock to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call if you have any questions or you want to learn how to do certain things here and there. This time of year, I've noticed, you know, in December, we get inundated with emails from all the different companies that we've been dealing with, and we start to get rid of some of the ones we don't want to use, some of the emails each year. And January, we kind of wonder, all right, where's this, where's that? And you kind of get ready to get, you know, think about spring. So you start to look at different newsletters you can look at. Obviously, the Paul Perrin Garden Club newsletter is a great one. But going to other ones, one is Better Homes and Gardens has a great one. I get forwarded that from my father's old email. So that's a good one. And it just has some great information. I'd like to, you know, I'm going to have to contact the site because they have this really cool one. And it's actually, you can get some of the information below it, but it's how to build a compost bin on your own and what it's going to take. They have a compost bin diagram that's just not coming up, but it shows you how to assemble it, etc. It's pretty cool. It's just do-it-yourself wooden compost bin. But stuff like that, you got maybe a little bit of extra time. You got projects that you could do in the garage or something along those lines. So, but going to different newsletters and signing up is great at this time of year just to get some information. You know, another good one that, you know, we talk with every other week is Natural Alternative. They have a good newsletter that they send out. It's got good information, timely information, so that's a good one to look at. Really, at this time, you're trying to think of things that you can do for spring to get ready. I looked through a couple weeks ago. I got my father's computer here with all of his old articles and different things, and a couple of the articles, the way he labeled them, one of them is January is the perfect time to get the garden soil ready for spring gardening. And another one that he has is chores for the January indoor garden. So there's a couple things to do for January, which is some good information. I'm going to share that in the next hour because there's a lot of information there. I'll try to get either one of these on one of the newsletters coming soon because it's a lot of great information. You know, a simple one is if you have plants that are on a table, feel the table for a sticky feeling on the surface. Or if you have large plants, we'll have a sticky floor under the plant. You'll find what you'll need to really do is clean it quickly. The sticky substance on the surface is called honeydew, and that will grow a black sooty mold that can stain carpeting or hurt wood floors. If this is the case, look on the stems of the plant for small bumps on the stems. This is scale, and you can usually rub them off with a soapy wet cloth. Or you can use like a insecticidal soap or something along those lines. So just some good information, different chores. I found it. I'm going to try to get those passed along to you guys. My father's was writing for years upon years, so a lot of his articles are really good and have, you know, meaning even if they were sent out a couple years ago. So that's one that I'd like to try to get out there, but I'll give you more information on it. Because it's very timely. In the meantime, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we'll do everything we can to help you out. 8 o'clock hour, we do have Victoria from Natural Alternative coming on. We're going to talk a little bit more about ice melt. It's a great product, great information from there to tell you what you can use for, the concrete that's been cured and some that, you know, isn't as long cured. So stay tuned for that for some more information. And we'll definitely be talking about the fertilizer that can be used on indoor plants and outdoor at this time of year. So some good information. We're going to go to a break here in a minute, but get the number down. It's 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And 7 o'clock hour, we'll answer more of your gardening questions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.